This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. Every year, the Bonneville Power Administration funds hundreds of projects to protect endangered salmon. That money goes to remove dams, improve fish ladders, and restore river habitat. Christian Fodenvenzel looks at one restoration project in Wallowa County to see how it worked and how it stirred up the neighbors.
Over the years, farmers, road builders, and developers have maximized the use of land by straightening rivers. Essentially, they cleared the trees off floodplains and filled in pools. For farmers, it turned the land into productive fields for crops and grazing, thus increasing food production and profits. It's where some of Oregon's bounty comes from. But after several varieties of Chinook salmon, steelhead, and trout were listed under the Endangered Species Act, the BPA set up a whole new program dedicated to rebuilding those floodplains using money from electricity generation. Ian Wilson's family has homesteaded a ranch near Lostien since 1878. It's 220 acres of rich Wallowa County soil inherited from his wife's family. One of his greatest joys is to go down to their short stretch of the Wallowa and fly fish.
It's the equivalent of, like, you know, churches to somebody who's deeply religious.
But as a fish biologist, Wilson also knew the river ran pretty straight across his property, so it wasn't very hospitable. Rather than stop and spawn, fish tended to run right through. Salmon like clean, shallow gravel beds to lay eggs, their so-called reds. And smolt, or baby salmon, like lots of little stillwater pools where they can relax and fatten up on insects. So Wilson contacted the non-profit Trout Unlimited, and they were awarded a $1.2 million grant from the BPA to restore his stretch of river. This summer, 475 trees, complete with massive root wads, were placed in the channel to slow the water down and spread it out. 54 artificial beaver dams were built to hold the water in the floodplain and create lots of little stillwater pools. Cottonwood, willow, and alder trees were planted for shade. Considering the aim was to restore the river to its natural state, it was a relatively industrial project.
Was there like 3-4 excavators, a couple of off-road dump trucks, a couple of Marukas, which are like a tracked off-road hauling truck?
They were all digging in the river, but Wilson says it has vastly increased fish spawning habitat.
It used to take me probably 45 minutes to maybe an hour to walk the property to look for reds of an adult salmon species or steelhead. Now it takes me upwards of almost half a day because there's so much more water to walk. Same flows, but there's just so much more area to cover.
The restoration finished in September, and lots of new animals have already shown up. Where Wilson used to see 10 ducks, there are maybe 100 now. There are also bald eagles, dragonflies, and songbirds.
Within 2 months, we had beavers return, which was beyond my wildest expectations. We've seen a black bear recently. We just saw a bobcat this last Sunday, and there's a lot of coyotes out.
It's an environmentalist's dream, but this is eastern Oregon, where endangered species listings have deeply affected the local economies. Land set asides for Chinook salmon, the gray wolf, or the Oregon spotted frog cannot easily be used for logging, mining, or grazing. Add to that the fact that, unlike many of his neighbors, Wilson is not reliant on his ranch for income because both he and his wife have other jobs, and he understands why he gets the odd sour look at the grocery store.
You know, people give me a hard time, and you just have to kind of accept that, I guess, to some level.
Although, he says, watershed restoration efforts do help the local economy. Descent peaked when the work was at its busiest. All the trees were staged along the road next to Wilson's house in preparation for putting them in the river. Neighbor Ken Homan says it looked more like a logging yard than a restoration project.
Yeah, there were several piles of logs. I would guess, you know, they were up to 30 feet high.
And they were all hauled along a dirt road right past his home.
There was dust in the air every day for a while.
Wilson had warned his adjacent neighbors about the work, but Homan lives a couple of miles away and didn't know what was going on. He worried all those trees might get washed downstream, clog the bridges, and create a flood.
I began to wonder if it was designed in such a way that those logs were going to stay there rather than come downriver during a high flow.
In hindsight, Wilson thinks he could have contacted more neighbors, even though it's not required.
And that probably would have gone a long ways towards maybe a little bit less misunderstanding initially.
So To try and calm the waters, after all the work was finished, Wilson held a neighborhood barbecue to show everyone what he was up to.
Number one, my reaction was it was a huge project.
Janet Homan is Ken Homan's wife. She's happy to see new riparian areas being created, but she's withholding a verdict until it's clear no logs get flushed down the river. But Ken felt better after seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good project. Like I said, you know, I wouldn't spend $1 million of my money on it, but yeah.
Christian Fodenwenzel, OPB, Lostine.